This developing story is brought to you by me, because I'm recording this. It's also brought to you by Block, because they pay for my salary. If you have any interest in learning how to code online with a mentor, send me an email at hello@briandouglas.me.
Guys, this is Brian. In addition to my regular mutual fund meetings, I'm going to do an additional Periscope chat. I think there's a lot of valid questions. A lot of people are asking some pretty good questions on these meetings that I've been doing on a weekly basis. If you are interested, best thing to do is probably follow me on Twitter, and I'll be tweeting out a live Periscope meeting on October 8th, episode 28 of this developing story. So, I mentioned in the preamble before the podcast that I am the host of Periscope Chat. I'm going to try something different. Mutual fund's been going great, still going to do that. But I think there's probably a benefit of having multiple people asking me questions at the same time. Maybe you can get some value out of that. I'm not sure as far as recording. Periscope will only hold it for, I think, 24 hours. So it might be the benefit to you to show up or either watch it within the 24 hours. But my whole goal is to answer any questions, any details maybe about San Francisco I haven't covered yet, questions, maybe stuff you want to see on the podcast, and to be an opportunity just to get some feedback live. So check me out. My Twitter is bdougio, so at bdougio. BDOUGIEYO. And I think Periscope will give me some sort of functionality to tweet that when it's live. I've only done one Periscope so far, so this will be fun. Hopefully I'll mess everything up. And yeah, look for that later. Finally, as I mentioned last week, I just finished up my third Objective-C app with the Block course. Basically, this past weekend was pretty easy. I just kind of just wrapped things up to kind of give you some extra information towards the end. It's not really writing much code. It's kind of more figuring out how to debug things and use different tools. Also writing some tests, which I was already familiar with. So, yeah, that's all wrapped up. I think I have one test I haven't got passed yet, and then once I get that done, I'll be moving on to my next app, which is a chat app. And I also mentioned I'm switching to Swift. So what I did was watch a lot of screencast this past weekend, long weekend. Thought I was going to get more code done, but instead I ended up just watching more videos, trying to get an idea more how the storyboard functionality in the app works. I haven't really got. I built two apps using the storyboard, but they were really quick, and I felt like I pretty much did them like 2 months ago. So. Just trying to get a refresher on that. Also get a refresher on Swift, which I haven't really touched since the beginning of this year. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to Swift. Looking forward to the Swift meetup I'm going to tonight. It's the other side of town near the AT&T Park. It's actually a pretty good office. If you ever check out realm.io, they post all their meetups after the fact. So, yeah, check that out. Sign up for the mailing list. It's pretty legit stuff. I'm not sure if there's any other legit Swift meetups out there in the world that are at this caliber, but yeah, there's some pretty intelligent people out there using Swift. So yeah, that's where I'm at as far as iOS. Unfortunately, it's taken up all my time. I haven't touched any Ember this week. I haven't touched any Go in a while, and Rust is on the back burner. Just iOS has kind of taken up most of my time just trying to learn that. It's probably going to be that way for the next probably a couple months. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. My first tip is going to be NS Screencast. I was looking for something similar to like Railscast or like Ruby Tapas for iOS, and I found it. It's called NS Screencast. Highly recommend it. It's this guy who does just like Railscast, does video a week and goes into detail about different things within iOS and Swift and Objective-C. So definitely check that out. Yeah, it's 100% copy of Railscast. It's $9 a month, and it's pretty legit stuff. So yeah, highly recommend it. That's what I spent my entire weekend watching. They have some free videos. Highly recommend the Road Trip video series is done. The first three videos are free, and then you have to pay for the rest. So yeah, some pretty good stuff. I do not have a barrier tip for this week, so I will talk to you next week.